Well, today was day one of the Angie Austin and Michael Pelka program, and if you heard it, we thank you. If you missed it, here's one of the highlights. We interviewed the gentleman who is the face of Blue Lives Matter, a retired member of the law enforcement community, Mr. Randy Sutton. Check it out.
Angie Austin, Mike Opelka here. Yes, our first day of our nationally syndicated show together, and what better time to introduce to you, Mike, one of my good buddies over the last several years, national spokesperson for Blue Lives Matter, Randy Sutton. Welcome, Randy.
Hi, Angie. Great to be here.
Hello, Randy.
And it is a pleasure.
Nice to meet you. You know, Randy, it's our first day in everything. And this is kind of like going over and meeting someone's family for the first time. Because believe it or not, Angie and I work together for quite a long time now. And we think we know each other really well, but we've never met in person. So
isn't that crazy, Randy, that we're co-hosts across the country and we've known each other quite a while, but we have never met in person?
It is this world has gotten very odd. Now you just added another dimension.
Well,
another dimension of oddness.
And every time I meet someone who has been a regular on Angie's show or someone who's been in Angie's life, I like add another piece to the puzzle. And eventually I'll have the whole puzzle and we'll be in the same room. But I'm not holding my breath, Randy, if you know what I'm saying.
I would say at this point, I don't know.
All right, Randy, you've got so many stories of interest that we want to tackle. The police obviously in the news surrounding, talk of school shootings and how to handle safety. I want to start off with, I would say, just one that made me mad. And the reason that I called you today is a coffee shop under fire for refusing to serve uniformed police officers. Are you kidding me?
Oh, this is swell. This is in Oakland where... You know, last 2 weeks ago, the mayor snitches off the ICE for coming in and doing immigration raids, and now we have the snowflakes. Snowflakes are very much in power in Oakland, apparently. So there's this goofy looking coffee shop called Hasta Muerte or something.
Yes,
and they publicly have told police officers that they don't want them in there because they're doing it for the safety of the emotional and physical safety of their staff and of their customers. Talk about snowflake heaven. Holy Jesus.
Randy, we have a term on this program for these people. They are snowflakes indeed. But we call them offendinistas. They're the people who wake up every day looking for something that will allow them to light their hair on fire.
And I like that, offendinistas. I think that's a great term. I love it.
Please use it and credit Angie Austin and Michael Pelka.
You know, this one, of course, fires me up because we have so many situations where police officers have been harassed when they've gone to get food and things put in their drinks and their food, and now they're just plain told you can't come here with your uniform on. Denver has a situation right now that really raised your ire as well.
Before we go there, I want to tell you, there's a little backstory to the Hasta Muerte thing, that the sergeant who was told to leave by the offendinistas, I'm now using your new term, is a Latin, is a Hispanic police officer.
What?
So the same the people that they that the Oakland city government is trying to protect, Latins. Now he is told he can't be served in an establishment. So the hypocrisy here would be funny if it wasn't so sad.
Unbelievable.
Randy, let me ask a question. As a guy who came out of law enforcement, works around law enforcement, what do the cops on the beat think when they hear that somebody has said, you can't come into our establishment. And then the next thing they hear is,
one Adam 12, we have a robbery going on at Hostel Muerte.
Well, it's funny because when I read that, the first thing I thought of was how funny this is going to be the first time that the local neighborhood thugs come in there and relieve them of their cash. And I was just thinking, since it's a police-free zone, what it's just an open invitation. And I hope that, but you know, the cops being what cops are, they'll go respond and they'll do what they're supposed to do. But I can't wait for the first time they get hit.
All right, in Denver, so you've got a man that is now known to be an illegal immigrant who was involved in a fatal accident, hit and run. He fled the scene. They track him down to his home. Then ICE says, hey, he's here illegally. Please don't release him. He's posted a $25,000 bond. That means he can get out of jail for $2,500, basically. And they allowed him to leave. Now, ICE is looking for him and can't find him. So someone's dead. He's here illegally. ICE says detain him. And the Denver Sheriff's Department says no. They said that basically that it's not legal. It violates the illegal immigrants' rights to detain him.
It's that the sheriff there needs to go to jail. Anybody that makes that decision needs to be a cellmate with the Oakland mayor. These people have lost their collective minds, and the fact that a sheriff would make a decision not to cooperate with the federal governments. Let me tell you, detainers are perfectly legal. It's been done for centuries. And the fact that they won't cooperate, and they're willing to place politics over not only common sense but the law. I mean, this guy who was released, he caused the death of this man. The man burned to death, for God's sake, and he let it. He first of all, he made it happen. And secondly, he did nothing to help the guy. And this guy deserves to be burned at the stake itself. Makes me sick. And that sheriff is a punk.
Randy, you're using really kind language for a situation that angers me as much as it angers you. We're talking to Randy Sutton. He is at Lieutenant Randy Sutton if you're on Twitter, and you should follow him. National spokesman for Blue Lives Matter. Randy, what can we do? Those of us who love law enforcement, who say prayers every day for the men and women of law enforcement, what can we do to help support this cause?
Well, I am just about to launch. We're probably 90 days away from launching the Wounded Blue Foundation, which is going to assist the families of injured and disabled police officers all over this country and to help keep cops safe. So that's going to be a way to support our law enforcement to become part of that Wounded Blue family. In the meantime, the best way, and I got to tell you, I've heard from a lot of cops more than normal how they appreciate when somebody just comes up to them and says, you know what, thank you for your service, we appreciate you. Just those kind little words mean a great deal in the time period that we're in.
Well, Randy, we're almost out of time. I just want to mention one quick story that the PTA has told cops to disarm if they want to attend this school-related event. So basically, cops are coming to an event to talk about school safety with school officials, and they paid their $50 or whatever. They're there. They want to have their croissant, little bagel, little OJ, and they're told, oh, by the way, you can't be armed. Hello, they're police officers.
It boggles the mind that common sense has died such a perilous death in so many areas. Here we got school shooters coming in, people losing their minds rightly over the last police response. And then when law enforcement comes in there to help make a difference, then they tell them to take their guns off, which is an absolutely absurd thing to tell a police officer. I probably would have gone in anyway and said, you know what, I'm not taking my gun off. What are you going to do about it? Call the police.
And that's in New York.
Yeah, that's in New York, the land of another land of unicorns and rainbows by that idiot Governor Cuomo.
Oh, please, please. There are much other rougher adjectives that should precede idiot, but we're not going to add them on this program, Randy. I'm an escapee from New York City. We lived in the city and in that godforsaken state for 25 years, and I'm happy to be out of it. But I hope when you launch this new initiative, you will find Angie Austin and Mike Opelka, and you will come get us and say, we need help, and we'll be here.
Well, I appreciate that. And when we launch this thing, there's going to be it's going to be a big celebration, and we're going to touch a lot of lives.
Well, appreciate you, Randy. Appreciate all you do in your heart for others. He may sound like a big burly grizzly bear of a guy to you, which he is, Mike, but I've heard him cry just like you, Mike Opelka. You're like marshmallows wrapped in steel.
Oh, geez. Hey, don't forget to have your listeners tune into my radio show at Blue Lives Radio, the voice of American law enforcement on the America Out Loud Network.
We will. Thank you, Randy.
Thanks, you Randy. See you. In case you missed today's show, we will be back tomorrow morning live from 6 to 9 a.m. East Coast time and on a host of affiliates around the country. If you want to hear it live, go to 560 AM out of Denver. KLZ, 560 AM out of Denver. Till next time, testudo, my friends, testudo.